This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Data collected by the National Institutes of Health show that people who receive the shot of the Johnson & Johnson coronavirus vaccine have a stronger neutralizing antibody response if they receive an mRNA shot instead of a second J&J booster shot. Russia is not one of the 30 countries invited to this week's virtual counter-ransomware summit hosted by the White House. The involved nations will discuss ways to crack down on global cyber criminal networks. The goal is to stop ransomware attacks without having to rely on the Russian government, which has been accused of harboring cyber criminals. The House of Representatives followed the Senate on Tuesday, voting 219-206 right down party lines to raise the federal debt ceiling by nearly a half a trillion dollars and avert a potential default. While Congress has pushed off the debt limit for now, the fight over the final resolution will take place in December. USA Radio News.
Oh, whale! Guys, whale! Wow, whale.
Oh, that's a big whale. Okay, whale, whale, whale. Oh, no, whale!
Tides can turn quick on the water. Progressive's boat insurance has you covered. Get a quote today in as little as 3 minutes at progressive.com.
Well, at least it wasn't a shark, am I right?
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Angie's List is now Angie, and getting your to-do list done just got easier. Between back to school and with the holidays around the corner, it can feel like there's no time to tackle home projects. Whether you need help with emergency repairs or major upgrades, Angie matches you with top local pros who can get the job done right. Browse reviews, see upfront pricing, and instantly book hundreds of projects. Save time for what matters most. Book your next project at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
The United States is reopening our northern and southern borders to vaccinated Mexican and Canadian travelers come November. Chris Barnes from the New England USA Radio News Bureau reports.
The U.S. planning to reopen its land borders to fully vaccinated Canadians and Mexican citizens. As a senior administration official has told reporters, travel restrictions will be eased next month for America's neighbors visiting for non-essential reasons. That will be expanded in early January to any fully vaccinated foreign traveler crossing the land borders. The border restrictions have been in place since the start of the pandemic.
Archaeological evidence indicates that humans first started using tobacco around 12,300 years ago. In a new study published in the journal Nature Human Behavior, archaeologists have been excavating a hunter-gatherer camp at the Wishbone site near the Great Salt Lake Desert in Utah. Inside one of the bodies, charred tobacco seeds were discovered, thought to be a byproduct of chewing tobacco. USA Radio News.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Brian Laundrie's lawyer, Stephen Bertolino, called Gabby Petito's death a tragedy on Tuesday after Teton County Coroner Dr. Brent Blue said that her homicide was caused by manual strangulation. Teton County Coroner Brent Blue.
Death by strangulation in manner is homicide. Who committed the homicide is really to be determined by law enforcement. This autopsy included a whole body CAT scan, examination by forensic pathologist, anthropologist. So we pretty much covered all the bases. As far as the time of death, we are estimating 3 to 4 weeks from the time that the body was found.
Authorities are still searching for her fiancé, Brian Laundrie, who returned to Florida without her after their trip across the western U.S. Microsoft operating system Windows 11 began its rollout last week as the company launched its new operating system to eligible devices on October 5th. Everyone already using Windows 10 can upgrade for free if they have a compatible computer. It should be noted that Microsoft is rolling out the operating system in phases, so your system may not prompt you to upgrade just yet. You still have the option to manually download Windows 11 and check out its features. On your PC, go to Settings, Update and Security, Windows Update, and check for updates. If available, you'll see the feature, click download and install. Thanks for listening. It's well appreciated. I'm Lance Pry, and we are USA Radio News.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront, no hidden costs or fees, and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Fresh and independent. This is Bill Martinez.
6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. Good to have you with us, and great to have Mr. George Barna. I should say Dr. George Barna, with all due respect. George, of course, is... what are you, George? I mean, besides being a humanoid. He's the professor at Arizona Christian University, president of the Cultural Research Center at ACU. Well, it's the Bill and George show, so anything can happen. So just stay with us, because we're going to be talking, you know, trends and cultural noteworthy things that you should be aware of. But anyway, George, welcome back. Good to have you with us.
Well, it's good to be with you, and I can't believe you called me doctor. That's the first time you've ever respected me. So let's stop the show here. Let's get on with it.
Well, that's it. Should we do a rewind? well, George.
Yeah,
exactly. Well, no, that's okay. Hey, we're finding. Well, no, that's right. We won't go there, because we need to talk about the shifting worldview among U.S. adults. And you're exactly right in this study. It is setting the stage for continued growth of Marxism, including critical theory, isn't it?
Well, it is. You know, the fascinating thing about that is when I tell people that that's what the research is showing, that, you know, their head twists and their eyes screw up a little bit, and they go, what? And that's because people don't understand what Marxism is. And when they buy into ideas or philosophies or beliefs that are Marxist in their foundation, they don't realize it. So a lot of this is happening unwittingly. People don't realize that they're cozying up to Marxist ideas. They don't think of themselves as Marxist. They don't like the term Marxist. They don't like some of the things that it conjures up in their mind. And yet in America, because our beliefs are changing, because we are rejecting biblical perspectives, Marxism is filling a lot of that vacuum.
You know, we're being conditioned. There's no doubt. The mainstream media, including social media, the language they're using, the consistency, even in the newsrooms across the country. George, I find myself when I flip channels, I go, wait a minute, I thought I just changed channel. Why am I hearing the same verbiage on a different network altogether? If that doesn't cause you to take pause to realize that we're being, you know, purposely indoctrinated here, I don't know what does.
Well, and many people don't understand that, you know, we're to some extent the product of our education. And so if you look at a lot of our journalists, they've gone through colleges and universities where many of the professors are Marxist. And in fact, the American Association of University Professors is one of many places, and as long as we're talking about education, so is the National Education Association, the nation's largest teacher union. These are places that advocate critical race theory. And so when they get the opportunity to promote it, they don't think that they're being subversive. They're just doing what comes naturally. This is what they've been taught.
Exactly.
This is what they believe is true. This is what seems natural to them. And so, of course, they're going to pass it on to the rest of us.
Are they true Marxists in a sense, or are they just dumb Marxists like so many, as you say? They don't even realize it's just kind of snuck up on them. They're echoing and parroting the talking points, or is it that diabolical where these professors and that are so indoctrinated but they can't be genuine about it and truthful to say, no, I am a Marxist?
You know, I think a lot of the professors know what they're doing. These are smart people. These are people who spend a lot of time studying, thinking, discussing these kinds of ideas. And this is where ideologies like Marxism spring from. It's often from the university communities. But I think it's entirely different when you start to look at journalists and you start to look at politicians and you look at other individuals. They don't spend as much time thinking. They spend more time reacting. And so they will take what's been bred into them, what they've been indoctrinated with during their schooling, and they run with it now without thinking much about it. Our research does show that when you start to talk more deeply with people about some of the very doctrines of Marxism or postmodernism or Eastern mysticism, whatever it may be, they didn't realize that's where it comes from. They didn't realize the bigger system that it fits into. And when that's laid out for them, more often than not, we certainly found this with socialism. We did a big study on socialism. And we found that a majority of the people who initially said, I prefer socialism to capitalism, once we gave them about a dozen applications of socialism, they said, oh, no, I didn't know that's what it was. I don't want that.
Right, exactly. Well, and what happens, in a sense, and I don't mean to insult anybody here, but this is what we have to be careful about in this, you know, alleged intellectual culture in which we live in, is that we end up becoming, you know, what they call the useful idiots, right?
Well, very much so. You know, when you look at what people are focused on, that they want to survive, they'd like to thrive, and so they're trying to jump from that step of simply surviving to thriving. That's what they're focused on. And so when other people are coming at them from the side saying, oh, well, if you want to get there, try this. If you want to get there, this will help you. Often they'll just buy it lock, stock, and barrel without thinking very deeply about it. So we are not a well-educated society in America when it comes to all of these different worldviews that are out there, you know, vying for our attention and support.
Well, and we stifle our education when we become ideologically fixed, as you and I have discussed previously on several occasions. This is what we have to be careful about, is that we do have to, you know, keep somewhat of an open mind and leave room for an opportunity to have our ideas challenged, because that's where iron sharpens iron. That's where better ideas, you know, come out of the heat of hearty discussion and all those positive things. But if we hold to our own and protect our own emotions and our own perspectives, then we end up dumbing ourselves down and others around us.
Yeah, we do. And recognize that when people tell you, oh, no, we can't debate this, we can't talk about this, that's a red flag. That's a signal that there's some hocus pocus going on here. And we've got to always be willing to put everything on the table. And as the Apostle Paul said, you know, let's come to this and be reasonable people. Let's discuss it. Let's think it through. Let's understand what is the truth. When somebody tells you, no, we can't examine that, then you know you've got a problem.
Exactly. Well, it's all about being reasonable. And this culture today is not very reasonable.
No. So, you know, when you say to people, as Paul did, you know, to the people in Athens, you know, come, let us reason together. That scares individuals who are trying to put something over on us without us understanding it. It's the same thing that we hear about Bill in Congress happening so often, where there's a 2,000-page piece of legislation thrown at legislators overnight, and the Speaker of the House, or somebody else in charge won't allow there to be any debate, any conversation, time for study. Man, that's when you know that somebody's trying to pull something over on you.
Yeah, it's so dangerous on its face. And there's enough history to demonstrate that time and again. And there almost needs to be kind of a work stoppage, or somebody needs to pull the string. You know, like there's some factories, if they see something that's wrong, they all have been authorized to pull the string to stop the process so nothing goes any further. It's like, we need this, right?
It's true. You know, and when you look at something like Marxism, I mean, it's an entire way of life. So you don't want to buy into this without spending a lot of time studying it, talking to other people about it, looking for places in the world where it's worked well, which, by
exactly.
the way, would be a fruitless study.
Right.
There are no such places. Yeah.
Yeah. George, we got to go to break. We've got more from Dr. Barna after this. Stay with us.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Nobody wants to get ripped off, broken into, or robbed, but nobody wants to pay a lot of money to have their home protected either.
I've got an offer to tell you about to provide home security for your home for less than a dollar a day. For real, with no installation or equipment charges. And this is from a company rated number one by a leading consumer research company. According to the facts, most of you won't even call unless there's a burglary in your neighborhood or something bad happened. So let's give you a reason. Save money. For less than a dollar a day with no other costs, you can get your home secured. Plus, get a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You need protection for your home. Call the home security hotline right now.
800-755-7921. 800-755-7921. 800-755-7921. That's 800-755-7921.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your healthcare costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
minutes after the top of the hour. Dr. George Barna is with us. Yes, that's his official title, whether he likes it or not. We're going to hold to that. He's a professor at Arizona Christian University, the president of the Cultural Research Center at ACU. And we're talking about a shifting worldview amongst U.S. adults, setting stage for continued growth of Marxist ideas, including critical theory. George, you said that you've identified at least a dozen elements of Marxist ideology. Break that down for our audience.
Yeah, and these are a dozen different elements where at least a third of the American population buy into these things. So we're talking about the idea that there's no absolute moral truth. You know, to Marxists, they believe that you need to turn to the elites. They're the ones who are smart enough to know what's really going on and to give you good guidance. Marxism doesn't believe in God. And therefore, it rejects things like the creation story. They believe in evolution, which has a lot of implications for our lives. It also means that Marxists reject the Bible. They don't believe that it's the Word of God. They don't believe that it's relevant and reliable to the way that we live today. They don't believe that we should be turning to it for guidance. You know, Marxists have a whole different moral agenda. They believe in things like the sexual freedom of human beings. So we ought to be able to have sex with anybody that we want because it's merely part of our personal expression and it enables us to overcome oppression, sexual oppression. Oppression is the lens that Marxism sees everything through. You know, the Bible would see it through the lens of sinners being loved by God. Marxism sees the world as a place where people are oppressed and they have to buddy up with the right people in order to overcome all those different forms of oppression. You can't do that without God at the very center of it.
Well, and the problem with Marxism, it's dynamic, because you can buddy up, you think, with the right people today, but tomorrow they're the wrong people.
Well, it's true. And, you know, of course, that's one of the things that a Marxist system wants to do. It's a tyrannical system, so it wants to put people in place for a long period of time where they can't be challenged. They don't get voted in. They kind of seize power, which is what's so frightening about America today, where you see so many changes taking place. Here in California, we've got people thinking that there are laws in place because we have lawmakers who have spoken of those things, but there are no such laws. They're simply hoping that the people will take their word for it and act accordingly, and before you know it, we've got that kind of tyrannical system.
Well, why not? We've been conditioned. Roe v. Wade was never a law.
Yeah, and when you start to dismantle the government process that we've all agreed upon, and suddenly you have you know, people in the judiciary who are making policy, that's what that ought to be seen as a nightmare by Americans.
Oh, and without a doubt. And then, of course, this new $3.5 trillion proposed new Green Deal they're talking about, it's much more pernicious because it's, as you referenced, 2,700 pages on its face. But then it sets up another alternative form of governance that is handled by Regulation Nation. And I thought we experienced enough of that under the Obama-Biden years, but I guess not. I guess, you know, we need more beatings, I guess.
Well, yeah. And again, this goes back to the busyness of the American people. Our research, the studies I've been doing for over 30 years have shown that people really don't understand how the American government system works. And so to them, it's almost like what we do with religion, where we compartmentalize it. We've done that with politics, too. We don't worry about politics a whole lot. Most people, some do, but most people don't worry about it until an election cycle or until their tax bill arrives or until there's some other regulation that's going to personally affect them. Then governance matters to them. But until that point, they don't worry about it. So something like this incredible spending bill that's being foisted on us is really an omnibus bill. I mean, it's an accumulation of so many different policies. I don't even know how many there are. I mean, it just goes on and on and on, delving into all kinds of different areas. But it is literally a reshaping of America without the funding for it. And nevertheless, we're going to ask our grandkids, our great-grandkids, and beyond to be paying for these wild ideas that don't even fit the framework or the heart of most Americans if they understand what's going on.
Much less the Constitution. It violates our Constitution on its face.
And here it is. You talk about, you know, taxation without representation. How many generations down the road are going to be paying these taxes? And they're not even born yet.
True story. And again, the research shows that when we ask people about the things that are in the Constitution, we're ignorant of the guiding document for our nation. We say that we want freedom. We don't know where it comes from. I mean, originally it comes from God. It was God's idea. And then the founding fathers codified that in the Constitution. But very few Americans have any idea how that works or the relationship between the scriptures and the Constitution.
Well, in case in point, to your earlier point about ignoring things because people are busy, they want to, you know, provide for their families, you know, the market, job market's been all over the place, the economy, we had a little bit of break there for a while, now we're, you know, straining, and then we see that because of inflation, which the Democrats said, oh, it was only going to be transitory, it was, you know, it's just a minor little blip, it'd be gone, but what we see is that ain't going anywhere soon. This could be something we live with for the next 2, 3, maybe 5 years. And right now, the average household is spending $175 a month more than it did previously, all because of inflation.
Yeah, you know, Bill, to me, it goes back to that old concept about freedom isn't free. You really have to protect it. You have to keep a solid watch on it. And it reminds me of what Benjamin Franklin once said when, after they had put together the Constitution, it had been signed, a woman came up to him on the street and said, Mr. Franklin, what kind of government is this that you proposed for us? And he said, Madam, it's a republic if you can keep it.
Exactly.
And that's the key, is that we have to keep it. It doesn't just happen by voting every couple of years or every 4 years and sending people across the country, or in our case, California, up to Sacramento or wherever state capital is. That doesn't do the job. It's really up to us as the citizens to be aware and to keep our representatives' feet to the fire. Know
exactly
what they're doing. Know what they believe. Know what they're passing on our behalf. Because long after they're out of office, we're going to be paying the price for the choices they made.
You know, George, the three most important words in our Constitution is we the people. And we the people is really, you know, it is a spiritual idea and concept of responsibility. And when, you know, the further you move away from God, you don't understand what we the people represents and your responsibility. I mean, this is, in a sense, it comes with a commandment and a responsibility for the governance of our country. And when you subordinate that to the ruling elite such as we have today, you've got the America of the 21st century that we're experiencing, all nightmares included.
Yeah, and what people tend not to understand about Marxism is that it doesn't respect God because it doesn't believe in God, but it also doesn't respect humanity because it believes that there is an elite group of individuals who are literally superior. Gee, does this remind you of any kind of a nation in the past that started a war and exterminated millions of people? Well, it's that same kind of mindset where we don't respect people. Only the elites are worthy of respect. And the only responsibility that you, as a quote-unquote citizen, really it's more a subject of the nation, have is to submit to those elites. And so basically what Marxism does is it removes your freedoms and it says somebody else is more qualified than you to make the decisions about your life. Simply give your power to them, give them the authority, and it's all going to work out. That's not the kind of nation I want to live in.
Exactly. Well, it's the big exchange. My God for their God, which is not a God. I mean, it's an institution, but that essentially what it is, because we have to worship something. We're designed to worship something. And this has been the problem, you know, throughout the history of man, is at times we find ourselves worshiping the wrong thing at our great peril. And here we stand at that door and we're knocking rather irresponsibly, in my humble opinion, Dr. George. Yes, he's the professor at Arizona Christian University, president of the Cultural Research Center at ACU. George, as always, appreciate the time. God bless, sir. Take care.
Good to be with you, Bill. Thanks.
I'm looking forward to a play date with my granddaughter.
Nina!
I can't wait to get together with my friends for a backyard barbecue.
If you're 65 or older, you're starting to get back to doing things you love.
Did you know even healthy adults 65 and older are at increased risk for pneumococcal pneumonia? It's a potentially serious bacterial lung disease that can disrupt your life for weeks. Help protect yourself with the Prevnar 13 pneumococcal 13 valent conjugate vaccine, diphtheria CRM197 protein. Prevnar 13 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 13 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 13 does not protect against all strains of the disease. Ask your doctor or pharmacist today about Prevnar 13. Learn more at Prevnar13.com. Don't get Prevnar 13 if you have had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with a weakened immune system may have a lower response to the vaccine. The most commonly reported side effect was pain at the injection site. For additional common side effects and full prescribing information, please call 1-866-694-9300 or visit Prevnar13.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Data collected by the National Institutes of Health show that people who received the shot of the Johnson & Johnson coronavirus vaccine have a stronger neutralizing antibody response if they receive an mRNA shot instead of a second J&J booster shot. Russia is not one of the 30 countries invited to this week's virtual counter-ransomware summit hosted by the White House. The involved nations will discuss ways to crack down on global cyber criminal networks. The goal is to stop ransomware attacks without having to rely on the Russian government, which has been accused of harboring cyber criminals. The House of Representatives followed the Senate on Tuesday, voting 219-206 right down party lines to raise the federal debt ceiling by nearly a half a trillion dollars and avert a potential default. While Congress has pushed off the debt limit for now, the fight over the final resolution will take place in December. USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
America, Bill Martinez here. Great to have you along with us, sharing a part of your day. For more info on the show, BillMartinezShow.com. That's where you want to go. You know, this month, October, is National Breast Cancer Awareness Month, and October the 13th is Metastatic Breast Cancer Day to recognize the most advanced stage of breast cancer. Here with a special breast cancer update is someone living with metastatic breast cancer and a top medical expert. Kamisha Miles has been living with metastatic breast cancer for 1 year and works with the Susan G. Komen Stand for Her initiative. Dr. Ann Partridge is vice chair of medical oncology at the world-famous Dana-Farber Cancer Institute. Ladies, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Thank you.
Right off the bat, let's break it down for our audience. Exactly what is metastatic breast cancer?
Metastatic breast cancer is otherwise known as stage 4 breast cancer. It's the most advanced stage of the disease, and it means that breast cancer has spread beyond the breast and chest wall or underarm to other parts of the body, such as the bones, lungs, liver, brain. It's something that will result in more than 44,000 deaths in the U.S. alone this year, and that's why Susan G. Komen and collaborators and other organizations are so dedicated to improving treatment for this group of patients and finding cures, because right now it's not curable.
Exactly. Kamisha, what is it like, you know, to live with metastatic breast cancer?
Well, it's a lot different from, I would say, my first diagnosis. This diagnosis, I know that I will be living with metastatic breast cancer forever. I know that there will be not a day that I will not go without treatment. And as far as Komen is concerned and the research that we are hoping to continue to do, you know, I'm praying that my treatment will continue and I will be given longer years in my life.
Well, we're praying with you. I want you to know that, Kamisha. I am so grateful for you to come on the show and tell us your story. Doctor, what is the prognosis for people who are diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer?
So the length of survival for patients with metastatic breast cancer really varies from person to person. And, of course, breast cancer isn't just one disease. There's great variation in the kinds of breast cancer that a person develops. At least one-third of patients these days will live at least 5 years. But many will succumb to the disease, if not in the first 5 years thereafter. The good news is that we have more and more treatments to help women living with metastatic disease and all patients living with metastatic disease longer and longer, and also to have a better quality of life, because we don't only want people to live long, we want them to live well.
Kamisha, I can only imagine what you and your family are enduring. What are you learning through? Because, you know, sometimes, and that might be a difficult, you know, question to ask, and I'm not trying to be insensitive, but sometimes you pause for a moment and you say, okay, what's my takeaway through this experience? You sound like you're a woman of faith, and I got to imagine there are some takeaways for you through this experience.
Oh, yes, definitely. I would say number one is taking it day by day. You really don't have much of an option in trying to differentiate, well, you know, if I have this long or I have this long or I have that long. No, it's basically day by day and having an immense amount of faith that hopefully your treatment is working in your better interest and you can live as long as you can.
Well, I got to imagine when you are living it day by day, it's like you appreciate God's new mercies every day, every morning in a whole new way, right?
Oh, yes, definitely. Everything becomes a lot, you know, it's not like I'm living in fear every day. It's I'm living just as life is, and I'm thankful and grateful every morning that I wake up for what I do have. And it does make you a lot more grateful for the things you have in your life.
Uh-huh. Well, I bet. Talk about your efforts with Susan G. Komen, if you would.
Yes. So Komen is pledging today $1.5 million in gifts and grants to fund the groundbreaking research. And Komen has their Metastatic Breast Cancer Collaborative Research Initiative that they have funded with Duke Cancer Center and North Carolina Lindenberg Cancer Center. And this is to better understand the aggressive types of breast cancers through this partnership.
Doctor, why is this kind of collaboration so important for research? Can you speak to that?
Sure. I mean, in the United States, we are so lucky to have some of the best and brightest minds focused on cancer and breast cancer specifically. And we need to collaborate. We need to support. We need to work together as scientists and physicians taking care of patients, because that's how it gets to patients. And we also need to collaborate with advocacy and support organizations like Komen to get the job done, to get more women like Kamisha, to get better treatment for them and help to affect the elusive cure for women living with metastatic disease.
Well, we're talking with Dr. Ann Partridge. She's the Vice Chair of Medical Oncology at the world-famous Dana-Farber Cancer Institute, as well as Kamisha Miles has been living with a metastatic breast cancer for 1 year, works with the Susan G. Komen Stand for Her initiative. Doctor, who is at greatest risk for breast cancer?
So, you know, the risk of breast cancer is not limited to older ladies or one particular demographic. Basically, anybody with a breast is at risk for breast cancer, but there are people with strong family history who are higher risk, or they harbor a known hereditary predisposition. And interestingly, young African American women, even without a family history, are at higher risk of developing breast cancer and of dying of the disease. So that's an area that many of us are working on intensively to try and figure out that disparity and fix it.
Well, Kamesha, let me ask you, as someone living with metastatic breast cancer, we touched on this just a moment ago, but I got to imagine that you have some real incredible life-experiencing advice that you can share with other women.
Yes. So my favorite go-to is, I did not let it define me, but I let it refine me. So that's one of my favorite things.
Well, that's excellent. What else would you say to them as, you know, they are dealing with this? I mean, you're a year down the road in dealing with metastatic breast cancer. There are women finding out for the first time. They'll find out for the first time even today that they've been diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer. There are women along the journey who are further down the road that need some special encouragement and insight that you've gained, you know, from your experience. What would you tell them?
Self-advocacy is your biggest friend. Be your own self-advocate. Make sure you know your treatment options. Make sure you get to know your doctors. Make sure you get to know your team. You know, stick with those treatment options. And just like I said, take it day by day. That's all you can do.
Doctor, what's your admonition to women who are listening to this this broadcast? What would you tell them?
So I tell my patients and patients like Kamesha, try and treat it like a marathon, not a sprint. You know, it's going to hopefully be a long, long run, kind of like life, and you want to try to make the process enjoyable. Don't live for the cancer unless you find joy in giving back or supporting or giving either time or treasure. Live despite the cancer, and don't make it your whole world unless you have to at any given time. That's what I advise people.
And I would think that if you have any doubt whatsoever, talk to your doctor, right?
Absolutely. Speak to your doctor about any risks or lumps or bumps in your breast, or if you're a survivor or living with metastatic disease, you want to have good communication with your healthcare providers to be supported along the way.
Doctor, where can they go for more information?
So they can go to the Susan G. Komen website. A really great place. Lots of info there on all things breast cancer. And then I always send people also to the National Cancer Institute, where there is some really nice information for patients with all kinds of cancers.
Well, Dr. Ann Partridge and Kamesha Miles, thank you so much for being with us. Be blessed. Have a great day.
If you've got a small business, you know there's nothing more valuable than your time. So why waste it at the post office? Stamps.com makes it easy to mail and ship right from your computer. No special equipment required. Whether you're in office sending invoices, a side hustle Etsy shop, or a full-blown warehouse shipping out orders, Stamps.com will make your life easier. You'll even get exclusive discounts on postage and shipping from USPS and UPS. And their new Rate Advisor tool lets you compare shipping rates across carriers so you always find the best option. Save time and money with Stamps.com. There's no risk, and when you go to Stamps.com and use offer code FOCUS, you'll receive a 4-week free trial plus free postage and a digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. Just go to Stamps.com. Click on the microphone at the top and enter code FOCUS. That's Stamps.com, promo code FOCUS. Stamps.com. Never go to the post office again.
New surveys show that some Americans don't think vaccines are enough to protect themselves and others from COVID. To be safe, use Exogen at home, at work, and in public. It's the only thermometer proven accurate by more than 100 published clinical studies. Learn more at Exogen.com.
Exogen is changing the way the world takes temperature.
So as you guys know, Mark's gone.
The float artist at Fred's Floral just took off days before the parade. They need a replacement before business passes them by.
Oh, and who am I going to get to finish the float?
Indeed can help them hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. With Indeed Instant Match, we immediately show you quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed meet your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Thank you.
spend a lot of time in the garage, but even more time in the rain, sleet, and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. In 05, I helped you get out of a ditch. Yeah, I know I'm a bit rusty, and sadly in 09, it was sparks from me, your handy chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Sparks from dragging chains can start a wildfire. Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com, brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Good to have you with us. Pray it's a great day for you, man. Why not? Make it your best day ever. 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. For more information on the show, BillMartinezLive.com. That's where you want to go. Hey, all the interviews, these interviews are here. Maybe you tuned in halfway through. Oh, gosh, I want to hear the whole thing. No problem. You can download it absolutely free from our website at BillMartinezLive.com. Enjoy. Share it with your friends, your neighbors. Tell everybody all about it because this is a platform that allows more than 8 second sound bites. We're not about 8 second sound bites. You know, we want to bring on the experts like our next guest, Justin Danhof, who's going to be joining us here in just a moment. And Justin is he's an attorney. He's also with the National Center for Public Policy Research, general counsel for the National Center for Public Policy Research. And we're going to be talking about the filing of a lawsuit against the U.S. Security and Exchange Commission over their approval of the NASDAQ stock market's board diversity rules. Now, this is really incredible. This is where we're heading. I mean, Regulation Nation, where, where Barack Obama left off, clearly Joe Biden and the Democrats in this administration are picking things up. Justin, welcome back. Good to have you with us. How are you, sir?
I'm doing great. It's nice to talk with you, Bill.
Well, let's talk. What's going on here with the U.S. Securities and Exchange Commission? What are they trying to do now?
Yeah, sure. So what happened was late last year, NASDAQ, the publicly traded exchange, went to the Securities and Exchange Commission and sought permission to kick any company. Think about that. Kick any company off of its publicly traded exchange if it doesn't diversify its board in the way that the left wants. That is, they must have two diverse board seats set aside, one for a female and one for an underrepresented minority or a member of the LGBTQ plus / queer community, and they left that undefined. So that's where we are with the state of corporate America, and once the Biden administration changed the top structure of the SEC. That is, there's five commissioners that preside over the SEC, and now three of them have been appointed by Democrats, and Gary Gensler is the chair. They rubber-stamped this approval in a very, very sloppy way. The way that these processes are supposed to play out is that the public is given what's known as a notice and comment period to submit public comments on issues or support that they have with the proposed rule. And many commenters, including ourselves, submitted really substantive comments that showed just the complete flaws in what the NASDAQ was trying to do, and these concerns were just completely ignored by the three liberal commissioners at the Securities and Exchange Commission. And so since they've gone forward and approved this, the next step, and we're taking this step, is we are the plaintiff in a lawsuit against the SEC, against this rulemaking.
Wow. To help our audience understand, Justin, why don't you explain, say, the top one, two, three items here that it violates that you see as problematic?
Sure. So first of all, it violates the SEC's their jurisdiction. This is outside of what they're able to do. Their job is to ensure honest markets and enforce federal laws and punish fraud. So how does this achieve that? Okay. Second, when it comes to, if this is supposed to, in the college sense, everyone knows the affirmative action cases, right? So if this is supposed to achieve an affirmative action goal, even in the college cases, they've said that you can't put a quota system in place to achieve a diverse mix of students. Well, two sure seems like a quota, doesn't it?
right? Exactly.
That just seems like black and white, right? So those are the two of the primary issues. There's a lot. There's a First Amendment claim in here, right? Because most people think of the First Amendment as you can't limit speech. Well, you also can't compel speech, right? So what's the government doing here? They're compelling a board to speak to the sexual relationships that their board members have, right? They're going to out some homosexual people, right? And
right.
So it's very interesting. They're compelling these companies to provide a whole litany of information that will, by the way, be made public. Okay? This won't be just given to the SEC. This will be made public. And so they're compelling, it's government compelling speech, which is a complete violation of the First Amendment. And, you know, why are we suing? Well, we're an investor in a whole slew of NASDAQ publicly traded companies. And so our point, you know, being from a logical standpoint, is if you're not appointing board members because of their ability to help your business, to help your firm to grow for financial reasons, but rather by what they look like and who they prefer to have sexual relationships with, how's that going to help the financial performance of the company? Nowhere. And I mean nowhere in the NASDAQ's proposal, which was, by the way, lengthy. Nowhere was there any indication of any science that would prove that doing what NASDAQ is attempting to achieve with this board scheme would improve the financial performance of any single company whatsoever.
And clearly there's no empirical evidence that said movements has had the kind of effect that they're saying it's going to have.
Yeah, and look, we have to stop this in its infancy, because think about what this portends. If NASDAQ is allowed to get away with this, well, guess what? I can guarantee you, Bill, next year the New York Stock Exchange is going to say, hey, we're really focused on the environment here, and everybody cares about, you know, sustainability. If your company isn't carbon neutral, let's say, by 2035, we're going to delist you from the New York Stock Exchange.
Exactly.
And then, you know, the next step is the activists right now are demanding that there be quotas on the board for union members. Mm-hmm. I guarantee you in 2 years, NASDAQ's going to request that. So we have to stop this crazy restructuring of American business at this first step right here where they have made. And folks want to know how sinister all of this really is. Guess who is exempt from meeting these requirements? Chinese companies listed on the
NASDAQ. Amazing. Yes.
They let them get a free pass because what are they, you know, they're going to go to the Chinese companies and say, yeah, you got to put some Uyghur Muslims on your board? Of course not. You got to put women on your board? Yeah, right. They're going to laugh you out of the room. So, you know, the fact that we're you know, going to financially harm American companies with a scheme to achieve, you know, some sort of, you know, diversity end game and give China a pass? Wow, it just shows you where Wall Street's priorities are, doesn't it?
Yeah, without a doubt. I mean, the culture war continues. Justin, I also think in that mix you're going to have a situation where mandated vaccines are going to come into play, where they may insist that, if a certain percentage of your employees are not vaccinated, is that going to affect their standing?
Oh, I'm sure. It's coming from everywhere constantly, you know, all the time, and it's really a battle out there, folks. And so, look, there's folks suing United Airlines over their vaccine mandate, and you should encourage them. And, you know, if you're an attorney and you have time to take on some of these pro bono suits with the vaccine mandates pretty much everywhere and the mask mandates, please help out, because these battles are very, very important, because, you know, look, the country's slipping away and seemingly faster and faster every day.
Yeah, without a doubt. And, of course, the thing that's so disgusting to me, Justin, is the government is using our money to sue our people, you know, and to sue ourselves, because we have a stand that's antithetical to the objective that they, Facebook and others, want us to follow.
Yeah, I even saw a case in Wisconsin where a Democratic state official took on the case of two left-wing parents who sued a school for not having every kid in a mask.
Right.
Think about that. There's some districts that have decided, you know, we're not going to mask our children because there's no science there. And those districts are now being sued to try and get masks on every kid by far-left lawyers. So that's, again, why we need good lawyers to fight back at the local, state, and federal level against all of this madness. And, you know, please pray for our lawsuit against the SEC and NASDAQ, because it's highly important to the cultural battles that we're fighting.
Well, Justin, this seems pretty obvious. I mean, but like anything that has to do with politics, and especially if you get activist judges involved, anything can happen here. What do you think your chances are to be successful with this lawsuit?
Well, like I laid out, the quota part seems obvious. The First Amendment compelled speech seems obvious. So from a logical, you know, thought perspective, from a legal perspective, this should be successful. But as you point out, it all depends on who's wearing the cloak on this given day and who's hearing the case, because the ability of activist judges to bend the Constitution beyond any rational thought, don't underestimate it.
Well, as you suggest, Dustin, we've been saying the same thing, Justin, here, that, you know, resistance has to be met with the same amount of intensity, if not more. And what's happened is the reason that the left has been able to gain ground is well-meaning, well-intentioned people are just kind of thinking, well, this is just a phase, maybe it'll go away, but they just keep on doubling down, don't they?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. This is their religion, the culture.
Yes.
Wars. So we got to
leave it there. Justin Danhof, the general counsel for National Center for Public Policy Research.
We know that the 1% globalist elites have hijacked and subverted the U.S. economy, culture, and government. The battle to take America back begins with Scott McKay, the Patriot Street Fighter, and his Advancing the Fork in Line tour. Now here's Scott.
Hi, this is Scott McKay, better known as Patriot Street Fighter, the high-octane, full-throttle truth hammer, and I'm bringing the Advancing the Fork in Line tour to a city near you. I and a host of other speakers will be on stage with an arsenal of issues from health rights, human rights, and the freedom given to us by the founding fathers who drafted the Constitution for the United States of America. This is a ticketed event, and you can get tickets at PatriotStreetFighter.com. I'm looking forward to personally seeing many of you there.
The Patriot Street Fighter Advancing the Fork in Line tour tickets can be purchased at PatriotStreetFighter.com. For tour dates and information, or to purchase your tickets, go to PatriotStreetFighter.com. That's PatriotStreetFighter.com.
Are you afraid to go?